Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. I'm here in Washington, D.C. As we prepare for Christmas and the time we spend with our families, we spend at church, we spend with our friends. It is an important time of year and a busy time of year. And it's something that we like to do every time we're around Christmas and this time of year, people are spending time in the car. Maybe you're able to tune into Jay Sekulow Live more often than you are in the past. And if you're not, you know, we do this on purpose. We do a shows throughout this week to really look back on what we've been working on the last few months. Why do we do that? Well, we know that most of you are not in the car every day or not able to listen to our radio broadcast every single day. And even if you are, that maybe you grab a few minutes here, but you aren't able to get the full show. And that there are some amazing things we're working on, things that we're doing around the country and around the world that we want to make sure you know that we're doing. And I hope that if one of these, you know, issues or one of the cases we're working on or you know, something we're working on in Capitol Hill, if it touches you, I hope you'll support the American Center for Law and Justice at the end of this year. You do that actually by going online to aclj.org. Online, you can make what's called a matching donation. So if you donate, let's say, $10, the ACLJ raises $20. Your gift is doubled. You can do that at aclj.org or by the phones, 877-989-2255. But I think going online makes it very easy during the holiday season, during Christmas. And you know, we are, don't think for a moment the ACLJ is taking the week off. We have always got our team ready to activate. We've got our international offices operating around the world. You know, for instance, in Russia, Christmas is not until after the new year on their calendar. So we don't stop working. Our legal team doesn't stop fighting battles. But on radio, we thought this would be a great time for you to get a review of what's gone on at the American Center for Law and Justice, what we've done in the United States in the last few months, what we've done in Washington, in the courts, in Capitol Hill, and of course internationally as well. If there's anything you missed, we kind of decided this is the best of what you may have missed the last couple of months. I hope it touches you. I hope it hits home. If so, please support the American Center for Law and Justice. This is the time of year we really do need your support. It's so crucial. It's critical. We don't see you as a donor. We see you as one of our allies. We can't do this work without you. We can have a great team. We can't go to court without your support. We can't do the government affairs work. We can't do the broadcast. Go to aclj.org. Be part of the matching challenge, which means your donation will be doubled. Your gift to the ACLJ. Do it at aclj.org. It's a critical, important time for us as we get close to that year end. This is how we operate. This is how we do what we do, keeping the shows on the air, keeping the lawyers in courts, keeping our government affairs team working with Congress, and of course the international work, the media that we do, going on television. All of this requires research. It requires a lot of people behind the scenes and on camera, and you know that. And it's. I think, you know, this is a time where I'm just asking you, as executive director of the American Center for Law and Justice, for your support so that we can continue to do the work that we do. 877-989-2255. You can make a phone call, but I encourage you, a very quick way to do it is going to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Be part of the matching challenge. And now for this week on the broadcast, we're going to be playing the best of just the last couple of months, not going way back into the archives, the work that we've been doing here and around the world. I hope you will enjoy this broadcast we put together for you. Just have a very Merry Christmas. Make sure to say that to as many people as possible and support the American Center for Law and Justice. Please be part of our matching challenge before the new year. aclj.org or call 877-989-2255. We'll be right back.
The work of the American Center for Law and Justice could not be accomplished without your prayers and support. And now more than ever, we need your assistance. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
This is such a critical time for us as we prepare for numerous legal and legislative challenges in the new year. We need to hear from you now. If you make an online gift between now and the end of the year, it will be matched. That's right, it'll be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please take a moment and make an online gift to the ACLJ right now, a gift that's not only needed, but will be matched and greatly appreciated.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Make your online gift right now, and it will be doubled through the end of the year. Go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org to help support the vital work of the American Center for Law and Justice. Thank you. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Sekulow brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Sekulow is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSekulow.com.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast. Let me tell you something, folks. Right now, you can go to ACLJ.org. This is a critical time for you to support the American Center for Law and Justice. It's the year in. We're putting together the budget to know what resources are we going to have next year to continue to expand the work we do in the United States and around the world. You know, with so many major legal battles just at the U.S. Supreme Court, that doesn't include all of the other cases that are going on and in the lower courts, in the federal courts, state courts, and of course around the world with Obamacare, with the Arizona SB 1070 case. That's just at the U.S. Supreme Court. You can imagine, you know, that the kind of interviews we do, the media that we do, the amount of legal work that goes into all of these cases. This is the time we need your support. Go to ACLJ.org. Be part of our matching challenge. It means your gift will be doubled. Let's get back to the show.
Folks, I want to play a soundbite for you, going back to this Air Force Academy situation. This is soundbite number 6. This is what Mikey Weinstein has to say about Christians and the Air Force Academy.
This is not a Christian-Jewish issue, please. That's the way the people that I fight try to frame this. Mikey's taking our warm, you know, cuddly Jesus teddy bear away.
I mean, this guy makes these statements that are so disparaging, it's incredible. And let me tell you something. He says it's not a Jewish-Christian issue. It's not a Christian issue. It's not a Jewish issue. Really? Listen to soundbite number 8.
Our beef about this is that it came down through the cadet command structure, supported by the commanders at the Air Force Academy to do this.
Yeah, what is the it that he's concerned about, Jordan? Let's reset that for everybody, that everybody understands what the it that he's talking about is. By the way, our television cameras are here. We're going to have some video up on the website this afternoon about this very issue.
The it was a generic email sent by no one specifically to the Air Force cadets, Air Force Academy cadets.
We're all adults.
Said,
all adults.
Yeah, right. Everyone's not only are they adults, Dad, they've made the personal decision to go to the Air Force Academy to serve their country. I mean, these are patriotic kids, patriotic families. And listen, I feel like what's happened here is that these their commanders, the brigadier generals there, the leaders there are scared of these lawsuits, and that's that cultural shift I'm so worried about. He didn't have to file a lawsuit, and he's getting the apology. I mean, this is a guy who goes after anybody who is an evangelical. See, he says it's not a Christian issue. Dad's reading through his website. He's fine with, you know, the mainliners that did not, but it's the evangelical Christianity, the dominionist that he thinks are trying to take over the U.S. military. I mean, how about going back to our founding fathers, going back to the prayers, going back to the founding documents, the writings? I mean, we've always been a country that's acknowledged our Judeo-Christian heritage. So what happened here? An email goes out to the cadets saying, hey, there's a great project, Operation Christmas Child. You put together a shoebox, add $7. It's hygienic items, maybe a couple of toys, and they go to kids in need. If you'd like to take part in it, here's the information. That's what he had the issue with, Dad. That was basically all the email said. He had the issue because in that box, which the cadets don't do themselves, Samaritan's Purse then includes a religious message that is first of all, tailored specifically to the country and the kids that's being delivered to. But really what this is about is hygienic items. And
right.
So now there are kids. There will be children, less, who will be getting their first toothbrush ever in a place like Africa, or people who went through the situation in Japan who are in desperate need of just having a little bit of cheer during a holiday season. There'll be less people. I think it's time for us to take a stand and say, hey, Air
You're
Force,
absolutely right.
Stop apologizing to crazy people.
All right, here's what we want to do, folks. We've got a letter that we got a first draft of yesterday. I've reviewed it. I'm making edits and changes to that today. We're going to send that to the Air Force. I want you to be part of our team going with us to the United States Air Force Academy. We want to help Operation Christmas Child, which, by the way, is linked to our website. You can go to aclj.org and make a donation to Operation Christmas Child of Samaritan's Purse. We encourage you to do that. But we want to send a message to the Air Force to not cower down because of this guy. Don't be so afraid. Here's the number. Add your name to this letter. We want to hear from hundreds of you. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign that letter online. Many have, by the way. Again, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And by the way, we're in a matching challenge. So when you go to aclj.org and you make an online gift, any amount you give us, we get twice that amount. So if you donate $20 tax deductible, we get $40. We encourage you to do that at aclj.org. We've got a lot of phone calls coming in, Jordan. Let's get some.
Yep, Jeff calling from California, a former Marine. So, Jeff, thank you for your service to our country. Jeff, you're live on the air.
Hi, Jeff.
Man, good morning, gentlemen. First of all, I'm completely appalled. Obviously, there's a lot of feeling amongst this. This is a volunteer force. We are the greatest fighting force in the world because people volunteer. We make leaders, and leaders stand firm, all right, against foreign and domestic, against terrorism, tyranny. We obviously have a history of doing the right thing at the right time for the right reasons, regardless of religious preference. We stand up and we stand firm with our leaders in the Air Force, Marine Corps, Army. We continually have what? We're in Iraq, we're in Afghanistan, in Africa, where I've been. I've been to a lot of these third world nations. What do? We have combined services. It's voluntary. If you don't want to get involved with this Christmas program, then don't get involved.
That's it. You're exactly, again, I want to echo what Jordan said, and thank you, Jeff, for your service. But you're absolutely correct. This was a volunteer program. They were easily able to participate or not participate. And now Mikey Weinstein is bragging about the fact that he's going to have less Christmas boxes for kids in the third world countries. That's the ridiculous nature of this. We're treating these cadets as if they're, you know, 3 years old and can't make a decision. Meanwhile, they're willing to serve their country in combat. So this is, to me, completely outrageous and one of the reasons why we're fighting back so aggressively. Again, if you want to join with us on that effort, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. I encourage you to sign that letter. If you want to talk to us on air, what is your feeling on this? 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 800-684-3110. By the way, I'm going to be on Fox News this afternoon on Megyn Kelly's broadcast on Fast and Furious. That is a big issue that there's testimony going on right now between Eric Holder and members of the Senate. So I'll keep you posted on that one. The ACLJ working on that issue as well. That's that whole gun running scheme that was an absolute disaster. Keeping an eye on the government is one of the things we do at the ACLJ. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who do we have next?
Yep, Brian's calling from Colorado online too. Brian, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Brian.
Hello. Yeah, I just think it's really disgusting. I'm a veteran too, and one of the main things that was important to me, not being one of these orphans, I mean just being a soldier away from home during the Desert Storm, was to get gifts. And how dare they say that we now cannot give gifts to the children of the world who we go out and shed our blood for? Shame on them. They ought to be embarrassed.
Well, let me tell you this, though. They're bragging. They've sent out a victory letter, the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, to their members. They are sending out breaking email alerts today on the, quote, Operation Christmas Child, Samaritan Purse, and its Islamophobic CEO and President Franklin Graham. That's what they're saying about Franklin Graham. That's what they're saying about Samaritan Purse. Do these organizations, Jordan, you've just been over in India. You don't see these other organizations over there, but you see Samaritan's Purse and Operation Blessing. The Christian organizations are there fighting for these kids while this guy is bragging that less Christmas boxes are going to go to kids in the third world.
I don't see them trying to stop any Muslim charities from doing work, and they exist, and they do some work as well, and that's great. And if they wanted to promote it there at the Air Force Academy, go right ahead. What the clear thing is here, this was a generic email. You've all been in, you know, if you've been in college before, or schools where you've got those email lists, no one knows whether or not you're going to show up or not. No one's keeping track of, oh, he came to volunteer, he didn't. You get probably dozens of those a day or more when you're in college campuses like that from the administration. These are adults. Not only are they adults at 18, these are a different kind of 18-year-old. They're 18-year-olds who decided to go to the Air Force Academy, who were accepted at the Air Force Academy so that they can serve our country. And you know, their leadership brass is now bowing down to, I mean, that's the word I use, bowing down and apologizing to someone who is so out of touch that, Dad, we've been doing the surveys of all of their work that they've ever done, and they've never actually won a case. That they threaten lawsuits, they never win, but their job has been to get these apologies done. And what, again, let me take it a step further. He keeps saying in the comments, well, let the chaplains do it. If you actually go through his writing, he wants to get rid of evangelical chaplains. He's okay with mainliners, but he said there's too many evangelicals, and they put them under the term Protestants. So he'd like to get rid of the chaplains that would be the ones that he say are okay to send out this message. So enough is enough. No apologies from the Air Force. And you need to call and sign this letter right now, because it's just not right that a federally tax-funded school is apologizing to someone who has no record of winning in court. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's go to Kip real quick, calling from Washington State on line five. Also a former colonel and a veteran. Thank him for his service. Kip, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Kip.
Well, thanks. Hi, guys. I really appreciate the what you're doing. You know, just briefly, I taught at West Point, and one of the things I realized when I was there was there's a fear of repercussions that is really guiding a lot of our leadership at our academies. You know, the Christian values are there. There are a lot of great ministries going on at all of our academies, but there's a fear of repercussions. Quick example, I had Luke 12:48, which is a great leadership verse, on my signature tag, on my email signatures, and had to take it off because they said I was being an evangelical.
Well, this whole, and I appreciate your service.
Yes,
we're getting on a break here.
But key word.
Yeah, that's the problem. You said it, evangelical. When we come back from the break, I'm going to read what Mikey Weinstein said about his attack on Christian, on the Operation Christmas Child. That'll get you enraged.
Let me just tell you, folks, if you care about what we're talking about today in this best of broadcasting, you need to support the American Center for Law and Justice. You can either do that by phone, call 877-989-2255, or go online, be part of our matching challenge where your donation will be doubled. You can make that gift to the ACLJ. Easy website, aclj.org.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Sekulow brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Sekulow is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSekulow.com. The work of the American Center for Law and Justice could not be accomplished without your prayers and support. And now more than ever, we need your assistance. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
This is such a critical time for us as we prepare for numerous legal and legislative challenges in the new year. We need to hear from you now. If you make an online gift between now and the end of the year, it will be matched. That's right, it'll be doubled. $25 becomes $50. $100 gift becomes $200. Please take a moment and make an online gift to the ACLJ right now, a gift that's not only needed, but will be matched and greatly appreciated.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Make your online gift right now, and it will be doubled through the end of the year. Go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org to help support the vital work of the American Center for Law and Justice. Thank you.
our beef about this is that it came down through the cadet command structure, supported by the commanders at the Air Force Academy to do this.
All right, so that's Mikey Weinstein, and he's talking about the Operation Christmas Child, which he's, you know, thrilled that he's been able to hurt in some way. Here's what he said. He sees Operation Christmas Child as a threat. He says his organization's on the website of the organization that Operation Christmas Child claims to bring, quote, a bit of Christmas cheer to children in disaster areas and war-stricken nations. This missionary program, masquerading as an innocuous charity, uses deliveries of toys and toiletries as a Trojan horse to sneak Franklin Graham's fundamentalist Christian ministry of Jesus Christ into these third world countries. As if, by the way, that's something bad for these third world countries. So this guy's excited about the fact that he was able to dent this program in some way. Now, we've encouraged you to do three things today. One, go on our website. You can link right over to Operation Christmas Child and donate for a box. I think that'd be a great thing to do. We encourage you to do that. Number two, we've got a letter that we're going to send off tomorrow to the Air Force Academy. I want you to be part of it. Here's the number for you to sign on to that letter. It's 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. You can sign it online as well. We've got thousands that have, which is great, and we'll get that letter out right away to the military and try to help Operation Christmas Child with this project, because, again, this political correctness is really run amok here. We've got a lot of calls coming in. Let's get some more, Jordan.
Yeah, Angela calling from Nevada on line 6. Angela, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello.
Hi, Angela.
I'm glad for the work that you're doing,
Thank you.
I just want to say the boxes are to relieve the suffering and the hopelessness that these children have. And I don't know why we even have to listen to arguments of such.
Yeah, but it's a matter of listening to. I appreciate your calling that, Angela. And you're right, it's to relieve suffering. But the Air Force Academy is basically apologizing for having it go through the wrong channels, as they said. And this is what Samaritan Purpose says about the project. It's to meet the physical needs of victims of war, poverty, famine, natural disaster, and disease with the aim of demonstrating God's love and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. This is not some sinister thing. This isn't some underhanded thing. This is not something they're not being very upfront about. And all that happened was an email went out from the Air Force Academy encouraging those to participate that want to. Nobody was mandated to, Jordan. Nobody had to do it. It was a voluntary thing. And that, in and of itself, got the Military Freedom from Religion Foundation engaged to where the military is basically apologizing.
I mean, I think, listen, these email systems, if they're open to everyone, which usually they are, and it was just a generic email saying, if you want to do this, there's not a tracking device, who shows up, who didn't show up, and who had the time, who didn't have the time, maybe somebody didn't even have the $7. It was just saying, hey, this is available, it helps kids in need, if you want to do it, great. Mikey Weinstein keeps saying, oh, this wasn't about me trying to stop kids from getting their Christmas care boxes from Samaritan's Purse, but then acknowledges that Les will get them. Because of what he's done here, because now that they're having to apologize and sending it through other channels, this is absolutely outrageous, folks. One, because you pay for that academy, and everyone,
exactly.
all those professors there who are also leaders in the military, that's your tax dollars, and they're apologizing with the paychecks that they get and the funding they get for their school, and they do great work, and it's not the cadets' fault, but the leadership structure needs to get a backbone. They need to stop apologizing to these out-of-control, anti-Christian extremists, and that's exactly what he is. And it's interesting, Dad, because he keeps calling Franklin Graham this Islamophobic and Samaritan's Purse. A lot of these boxes are going into areas where there's a predominantly or even majority Muslim population. And if those governments didn't want that to happen, they could stop that. How about Mikey Weinstein lets them handle that and stop calling people names? But you know what? If he wants to call people names, I'll call him one. Very simple. He's an ant. He hates you as a Christian. I mean, that's his specific target. He'll defend any Muslim. He'll defend any atheist. He'll defend every Hindu. But he hates you as a Christian if you're an evangelical. He's fine if you're a quiet Protestant mainliner. That's what he keeps saying. But those evangelical chaplains, we got to get rid of them. That's what this is all about. You need to call now and sign this letter telling the Air Force Academy, no more apologies to anti-Christian people that hate Christians. When 94% of the men and women who make the voluntary decision to join our military, 94% are Christians themselves. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. 989-2255. They want to get rid of In God We Trust. They want to get rid of military chaplains. Now they want to stop assistance programs during the holiday season to kids in the United States and in the developing world who would have received probably the only present they've gotten maybe in their entire life, and especially those hygienic items, which are what's most important. 877-989-2255. Jan calling from Georgia on line 3. Jan, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Jan.
Yes, I am just appalled again and again. I have been working since I was a 10-year-old child. As soon as I became a Christian, I've been working and don't understand all this, of course. They hate truth, and the Bible says, even as I was a child, I opened the Bible one day, and then Isaiah says, "Woe to those that call evil good and good evil."
Well, and let me tell you something, Mikey, he doesn't make any bones about it. He considers this a bad program. He doesn't like the way it's been put together. He makes disparaging comments about our friend Franklin Graham. And frankly, the whole system and process is outrageous. The good news is the American people fight back. They get it. And that's exactly what we're doing and we're going to continue to do. Jordan, let's try to get a couple more calls in here.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get to actually George calling from California, because I think it's an interesting point. And if you read through Weinstein's stuff, it's actually pretty much true. George, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, George.
Hello, Jay. Hi, Jordan. How you doing?
Good.
Yes, I'm a veteran, and I wanted to make a point in regard of Mike Weinstein. You know, he's just like the rest of those liberals that want to tear down this nation. And they don't realize that the Islamic people, they have the money. They're backing them up, you know, with money to tear down this nation. And they don't realize they're being used as puppets to begin with, you know.
Well, I think you're right. Jordan, you've looked at Mikey Weinstein's organization before. We know exactly what's going on. You've seen these boxes delivered. This is really a pathetic attempt to try to create a church-state crisis out of nothing. And the end result is, who's harmed here are these kids. And that's the unfortunate thing. And evidently, Mikey Weinstein doesn't care about that.
Well, a lot of this is coming actually from parents of cadets that he's getting to sign on to these letters, that it is focusing on Islam, and he calls the military Islamophobic and the holy war. Remember, we had the issue where we train our troops who are involved in the nuclear program, and part of that training goes back to some of the ancient Christian writings on the just war theory, why they're mentally preparing our soldiers for what it means if we have to use that kind of force. And it goes back to how we justify when we have to use this kind of force. Because that happened to come from the Christian just war theory, even though it's been accepted as international law by the United Nations, those ancient writings have translated to that. He got that taken out, Dad,
right,
as well. So, I mean, everything he can do to get anything related at all, including ancient writings on just war theory, which is so crucial to the military, he has done without filing any lawsuits, and that's ridiculous. And now they're not just stopping programs, they're issuing apologies to him. He's getting calls from general and you know, brigadier generals apologizing to him because of what they did for Operation Christmas Child.
It's really tragic, but the good news is we've got a link to Operation Christmas Child on our website. I encourage you to go there, and you could help Operation Christmas Child out. And let me tell you a couple things I'd like you to do as we close the broadcast out today. We're in a matching challenge, and what that means is we have a group of our donors that have said any amount you raise, we're going to match it. This means that if you donate online or through the phones, $10, we get 20, 20 is 40, 40 is 80, 80 is 160. And a lot of you are doing that. So I want to encourage you, if you appreciate the work of the ACLJ on air or in these cases, easy way to support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org, and you can donate online. Again, it's a matching challenge, tax deductible. Encourage you to do that. The other thing you do is call us and add your name to this letter, 877-989-2255. Again, 1-877-989-2255. Have your voice heard. That letter's going out tomorrow, or aclj.org. We'll talk to you next time.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Secchio Show. Jordan Secchio provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Secchio Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansecchio.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Secchio Show via email, info@secchio.com.